T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How are you doing with your children in the house? Children of all ages, after about a week of being cooped up and being told, no, I don't care what your other friends are doing.
You're not going to see
your friends. Is that happening, by the way? I hope that's happening. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. 833-287-1037. Ryan, how are you doing?
Not too bad. My kids are obviously out of school.
How old are they, pal?
13 and 11.
Okay, so you got right in the between. They're not infants. They're just on the borderline of young kids / teenagers. I'm going to say the 13-year-old is the most dramatic. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% correct.
Because 11, yeah, you're still like, woohoo! Yeah, but when you're 13, it's like, oh, my God.
The world revolves around you when you're 13.
Yeah, once you hit 13 years, everyone went to drama.
I think probably, what, 6-7 more years yet of that?
Yeah, right.
Hopefully not all in the same house.
Right.
Have they said anything just ridiculous that you wanted to laugh in their face about, but you couldn't because you're a good dad?
Well, I did laugh in her face. Because, we had a nice day, and I told him, I said, we should get outside. You guys should ride your bikes. And my daughter goes, you're right, Dad. It's a beautiful day. But the governor said we shouldn't be outside. We have to social distance. I had to tell her. I was like, get out of the house and go do something. Go ride your bike.
Yes, it's okay to ride your bike. Just, don't all of you get together and play tag together.
Right.
I noticed a lot of people out yesterday, frankly, because we had 2 days of some nice sun for a while, at least yesterday. And I really noticed, for the most part, people being very aware of that. I only noticed at the beach, frankly, people that might be violating it. And I was just hoping that they were all family. But at the same time, what do you know? That's solved right now by the beaches being closed, which is even more mind boggling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man, hang in there.
It's for the greater good.
It is. We just listen. If we just listen and comply, this will be over. That's the thing.
You know what? I would take this any day over having like 3 teenage girls in my house right now. Yeah. So I know. I had 3 teenage girls at one time. So
yeah, imagine if this was then.
Oh, God.
The fighting.
All my kids were home at 5 children. No way.
All right, Ryan. You hang in there. Remember, it's only week 2. I mean, yay, week 2.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too, honey.
Stay healthy. Let me ask you this, Tammy. Home quarantine from coronavirus. Bed rest, pregnant mom.
Oh, home quarantine, because at least you can get up and run around and do things.
All right.
When you're stuck in bed.
Because that was one of the things I'm ashamed to say now, that when I thought about getting forced to have bed rest, a part of me was like, man, that doesn't sound too bad for a couple of days at least. Well,
that gets old fast.
The thing is, it's not for a couple of days, you moron. Mm-hmm. And then when you're forced to do it, it's like, oh, I get it. It's the fact that I can't leave.
Right.
Oh. 833-287-1037. It is okay if you've had to excuse yourself to a different room just so you don't commit a crime against your children. Let's discuss that. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. We are all in this together. We are all going to get through this if we just pay attention and show respect to what we've been told to do. And we all must continue to be kind to each other. That is not just me preaching. That is me locking myself in my bathroom with a mantra of saying that so I would calm down and not murder my children, who are not children anymore and are old enough to know better.
Sound familiar? 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. I am lucky and I am blessed. My daughters are young adults. They can fend for themselves if need be. And it's not at all like it is when they were toddlers or teenagers. And yet it's still a gigantic pain in the you-know-what to be confined in one place. And I'm sure that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Mike is in Santee.
Tammy is home with a wife and kids. Mike says a weekend's enough. Mike.
You know, Friday through Sunday was enough. And when my four-year-old ran into the back of my dinner chair last night with her training wheel bicycle, my wife looked at her and said, honey, I think your dad's head's going to explode if you run into him one more time.
Right? It's everybody's just being forced.
Yeah, my wife definitely read the look on my face and informed her in a very, very nice way before I lost it.
Smart wife and smart mommy.
Mike, you're still working outside the house?
Yes, inside the office, but outside the house. I'm a police detective.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for what you're doing. That has to go on, too. My daughter, who is 21, and my other daughter, who is 8, how old is Julia? 19? Thank you. Good Lord. They're like, at least you get to go to work for a while. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, they're right. Yeah. At least I get to get out of the house and come to the studio. But that's going to end even this week. So
Keep
us safe. Thank you, pal.
Always. Thank you, guys.
That should say it all about what it's like to be with your kids for a long amount of time cooped up. A cop who's got a very dangerous job would rather go out and hit the streets than be home with his loved ones. That should sum it up right there.
That's great. And again, thank you for what you do. We salute you there. Also, John, there's a Tammy in Oceanside who is dealing with the same thing you are. She's got a 21-year-old at home. Give John some advice.
Oh, my gosh. I have to leave the room. I have to let my husband deal with her because it's all they watch is Netflix. It's like they don't have a clue what's going on. And when we ask her where she's going, she's like, I'm just going to a friend's house. What's wrong with that? I'm like, everything. You have to stay home.
Yeah. You know, I want us all now to take a moment and remember when we were 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old, okay?
Right?
And how annoying our parents were.
I know.
And how they don't know. You don't know me. You just don't know. And we have to kind of put ourselves in that spot so that we don't absolutely lose our minds because we were that kid.
I know. I absolutely was that kid, and I have to let my husband deal with her. I have to walk out of the room.
Right now, it's just my daughters and me. Well, I'm blessed for that. I mean, how many times have you heard me on the air? I miss my kids so much. Well, now they're here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love having her home. Love it.
I love it, too. But last night, after a day and a half of them finally having enough of this, and I get it, I was like, well, I need to go to bed. And Abby's like, it's only 8:45. I'm like, I have a job.
Yeah. That's when you got to wake her up when you get up and then remind her.
Those two, I made them, quote unquote, do their own dishes after they got done eating. And they're in there in the kitchen just barking at each other. I mean, barking. And instead of doing anything, Tammy, I said, let them figure it out. Yep. I walked in my room, closed the door, turned off the lights, went to sleep. For all I know, they claw themselves to death. There might be a serious injury in that guest bedroom right now. I don't know. But you know what? It's their issue. They're old enough to handle it.
We laid there and wondered last night after my husband came to bed. I thought, well, what if she sneaks out? What are we going to do? She's 21.
Yeah, that's a great point. You can't really stop her. You know what? Abby, if you sneak out, you best be bringing toilet paper home. Yeah. That's all I got to say. You sneak out, you bring something back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.